You're locked into the sound of the nation's underground.
Divine, a new entry this week from the self-titled debut album by Montreal's Glad Handing. They say they offer disaggregated ringdings and clang blasts to the listeners. It is currently their most streamed song and underscores the album's engaging and emotionally resonant songwriting. Before that was Having Fun from the same album, contributing to its alt-indie palette. Was charted this week by CFRU in Montreal.
Number 5. New entry. Coast to coast, counting down tracks from the top 10 hottest electronic albums. This is the Earshot Electronic Top 10.
was the title track from Montreal's electropop project Superplug. His new entry this week, Grosse Maison. It continues his signature bright French influence electronic style. And before that, from the same album, was Jet Ski via Lisbon Lux Records, heard this week by CFBX in Kamloops.
Number 4. Canada's hottest electronic albums, the nation's most essential countdown. This is the Earshot Electronic Top 10.
So now we're here. Let's keep going. So now we're here. Let's keep going. So now we're here.
Thank you.
Number 3. That was Till Suak from last week's number 2 album, Scylla is Boss, by Inuit throat singing duo Scylla via Quamonic Records. The song weaves traditional Inuit throat singing with contemporary production. It draws its inspiration from the legend of Tunic Tillisuak and his Inuk bride, capturing a powerful narrative of escape across the tundra. Charted this week by CFRU in Guelph, CFUV in Victoria, and CJSW in Calgary. Before that was Tarsi Teluga, a deeply immersive piece by Bicep featuring Tarak, taken from a new entry this week, the Takukuak original soundtrack on Ninja Tune. The track emerges from a multidisciplinary project blending sound, cinema, and Inuit Arctic storytelling. It premiered as part of an installation in London's OuterNet and was developed in collaboration with visual artist Zach Norman and filmmaker Charlie Miller under the Earth Sonic program supporting Indigenous voices. Charted this week by CFRU in Guelph, CJLO in Montreal, and CJUM in Winnipeg. Number 2. Earshot Electronic Top 10. Tracks from the nation's hottest electronic albums.
That was Nitzan and Amina from last week's number 3 album by Sophia Cortesis from her album Volver via Ninja Tunes. It's a deep house track that unfolds with layered loops, congas, shuffling percussion, and rich emotive melody. It's heard this week by CIVL in Abbotsford, CJLO in Montreal, CJSW in Calgary, and CJUM in Winnipeg. Up next, from last week's number 1 album, The Star of the Queen of Life, is 117 by Debbie Friday. It's an anthemic song with a bit of an edge via Sub Pop and Royal Mountain Records. It was written during her European tour. Its hypnotic and catchy vocals have a playful nod to ancient Greece and nude selfies. Charted by 13 stations this week, including CKAU in Edmonton, CJRU in Toronto, CJYZ in Laval, and CJRW in London.
Number 1. You're listening to the nation's countdown of tracks from the hottest electronic albums. This is the Earshot Electronic Top 10.
One at a time, thought I'd be fine. Thought I'd want more, but this feels divine. Nothing but air, looking for truth, perfect in you, I swear it's a sign.
way that you know me. Touch the back of my right knee. Tongue you down just like Delphi. Poetry and new selfies. Love the way that you know me. Touch the back of my right knee. Tongue you down just like Delphi. Skin to skin with no buffer. Write your name on my bumper. Call you baby my lover. Kiss your heart in the summer. Skin to skin with no buffer. Write your name on my bumper. Call you baby my lover. Kiss your heart in the summer. Poetry and nude selfies. Love the way that you know me. Touch the back of my right knee. Tongue you down just like Delphi. Poetry and nude selfies. Love the way that you know me. Touch the back of my right knee. Tongue you down just like Delphi. Skin to skin with no buffer. Write your name on my bumper. Call you baby my lover. Kiss your heart in the summer. Skin to skin with no buffer. Write your name on my bumper. Call you baby my lover. Kiss your heart in the summer.
Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station, broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Community advocates on the south side of Chicago are transforming 9 acres of abandoned, once polluted land into the Green Era campus, a hub for urban agriculture and renewable energy. Erica Allen is co-founder of Green Era Sustainability and CEO of the Urban Growers Collective, both of which are project partners.
Our campus approach is to sort of learn, teach, demonstrate, and generate capital to really be successful financially without extracting from people or the environment.
This year, the group cut the ribbon on its first major project, a large anaerobic biodigester. The system takes food waste that would otherwise decompose in landfills and emit climate-warming gases to the atmosphere. As it breaks that food down, the biodigester captures those gases instead, carbon dioxide for use in the concrete and beverage industries, and methane that's sold as renewable natural gas. In the process, the system also produces fertilizer that helps community gardens grow healthy, local food.
And then there's the social dimension, of course, that our young people are growing up with this kind of innovative tech and this approach in their backyard, as opposed to it being somewhere else.
So this investment in green technology is also an investment in the community's future. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.